In the bracha of Atam Chartan, we then move on to Yalav Yavo, which is common to all Yavim Tovim. We're not going to go through that now. But then we have a paragraph that we absolutely have to focus on. And when we say this, we're meant to be moved. Sayyid Vishara Shavaida says at this point, we need to stir ourselves, move our emotions, maybe even draw ourselves to tears for the Chilul Hashem that is in the world right now. The fact that Hashem's name is not known, the fact that Klal Yisrael is denigrated, that we're being made out to be evil when we are indeed bearers of truth and goodness. And Hashem is so hidden and so concealed, and no one's interested. How painful is that? You get to the words, "Vayayi makay Hashem neshama ba'apai." Anything has a breath of life within it. It says Hashem elokei Yisrael melech malchus b'chol mashala. Meant to say those words and think in our hearts, when's it going to happen? When will we merit that Hashem's name will be sanctified by all the nations on earth? We know it now. We want to know, when are they going to know it? When are they going to say, yes, now we know that it was Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, who's the one true God. And He rules over anything and rules over everything. When are they going to know that? We know it. But we're not satisfied with the fact that we know it. We're living for the truth. And we want all of humanity to know it and be real with it too. So it starts with Klal Yisrael. Because if we Jews don't know about Hashem, and in as much as the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael today don't know what it means to be a Jew, may not even know how to say Shema Yisrael, have no idea what Hashem Echad means, that ought to move us to tears. We do need to be stirred by it. We are meant to feel emotional that it's a Chilul Hashem that you can have such thing as a Jew who self-defines as an atheist. That ought to hurt us, it ought to pain us. And therefore this tefillah is meant to come from a place of longing and a place of yearning. Show your malchus, show your kingship in all your honor over the whole world with your gilei hashchina. Let the divine presence be manifest, be nasei, and be elevated. Over the whole earth in your honor. And appear with all the beauty, all of your greatness. Avudram says, "Vahayfa b'adagay nizecha," means appear in din, appear with this attribute of strict judgment. And that's something we'll need to understand next time.